Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Wednesday, December the 22nd of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man. And coming to you live on location here in Clarkston, as I'm at my parents' house. And of course, it's so good to be with you tonight as you're getting ready for Christmas. Whatever you're doing, however you're getting ready for Christmas, maybe you're still shopping and not done shopping. Maybe you're one of those who are starting shopping. Maybe you're already did it. But I'm just glad to have you with us. Like I said, wherever you are, however you're tuning in. And I want to remind you, I want you to remember through all these next few days, and even if you're doing stuff after Christmas, celebrating Christmas, as there are things about Christmas that are still celebrated by many people after Christmas Day. Even though so many radio stations turn off the Christmas music after the 25th, right after the 25th, some of them, they'll do it up at 12 midnight on December 26th. Huh? You say, Miracle Man, how do you know this? Well, the problem is, no, I'm not going to say a problem. The fact is, multiple times, there were a couple different times that just out of curiosity, I stayed up to see what certain stations were going to do. In 2010, in 2014, and in 2015, 3 years in a row, I watched the same station in the Midland area go from Christmas music to back to regular music like at 12:01, 12:02 a.m. on December 26th, thinking that it's over on just because it hits December 26th. To me, it's not. It's not over on the 26th. It's really not. In fact, it keeps going to the 6th. Another thing I am really hoping for, I really want to see stores stay busy for a few days after the 25th. I really want to see it. And some listeners might not get why it's so important to me, but it is. And it kind of makes it, in a way, it makes it fun when it's busy. In fact, the last couple of years, I have fun with it now. I haven't known how many out there registers, at the big stores, at each of the big ones. And I like to get what I like to call, the lowdown. As long as it's not a single queue or something, as far as at a Walmart or Meijer or a Target or something, in my mind, I like to say it's more points if all the lines are longer and more are opened, because that means more people. What I prefer it not to be is like, oh, these had 11 people in the lines, but there was only 3 open. No. What I'm glad to see, I mean, at least from what I've heard from various places, is that in various malls, they say, like in America, they say, like, this past Saturday was up 19% compared to 2020. However, in America, they say it was down 26% compared to 2019. From what I've seen at Midland Mall, when I was at Midland Mall this year, I would have to say it was basically like last year outside of Target. Not much better, unfortunately. I really wish it would have been better, but it wasn't. Outside of Target. Same thing for Saginaw Mall. Saginaw Mall, I was there today, and there was an okay amount of people, but I have to tell you, I wish it was more. I wish it was more. We'll see how it turns out on the big day, December 23rd. Moves on to Great Lakes Crossing, and then December 24th. Trying to figure out where I want to go on the 24th. To be honest with your listeners, I know there's a couple food items that still need to get before Christmas, and feel like where I'm going to get the best crowd results probably at. It's probably at a Meijer. So, or something like that. So I might go there because I like seeing, you know. It's one of the things I love about Christmas. And as you're getting closer to Christmas, I'm noticing something, listeners. So, last Wednesday, when I was not live from the air, I went to Toledo, Franklin Park Mall, Toledo, Ohio. Stopped to a restaurant to get some grub, you know, some food. Went to a couple of different stores my mom wanted to go to that weren't in the mall. And here's something that I noticed on that day and have noticed many places since. Well, before December 15th, I was noticing that in my hometown or anywhere else, I'd go into a store or something, I'd say Merry Christmas to someone, one of these workers. They'd always just say, you too. But then starting with the 15th in Toledo, they started saying Merry Christmas. And I was real glad to see that. I really was. That they acknowledged me, and acknowledged that, you know, it is Christmas. It's not just a holiday. It's actually called Christ Mass. And so it was just a nice thing to see. Another thing I've been noticing, I don't know if I just hadn't paid attention as much in the past or what, but I've been noticing that even gas stations have been playing Christmas music. I hope it's not just because it's the 22nd. I really thought that was a neat thing to see. And people are truly getting the Christmas spirit back. Last year, it seemed like sometimes you almost had to go to find it. But thankfully it's coming back, at least I feel like. And so tonight, we're just going to have some fun again like we did last night. I'll share a word. You know, I'll have a word, but before that, we'll sing some. And I'll tell you about some of my favorite Christmas traditions, like what I tend to do on Christmas Eve night and Christmas Day. Now we're going to sing a song. Let me just see. There will also be some Christmas music when we come back on the 27th. Some. You see, why would you still do it on the 27th? Because on the 27th, I'm not quite ready to let it go. And I know how people say it's over when it hits the 26th, the 27th. I'm one of those that tries to hold on to it to the end of the year. I do. And even though I might not sing it anymore on the show after the 27th, which on the 27th, 28th, 29th, next week when we're doing the show. But what I want to focus on is closing out the old year and opening up the new one. Because, of course, after Christmas, you have the New Year's time. And so it's something that you can be focusing on. I'll be talking to you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday about how to properly close out the old year. Properly. And also, how do you properly open up the new year? How do you make these proper New Year's resolutions? I like to call them New Year's commitments to God. How do you do that? That's all I'm going to say about that tonight, because I'm not ready for Christmas to be over. I'm really not, even though all good things must come to an end. And I remember one time, you know, a few days ago, someone said, okay, bye, Rivers, I'll see you on December 27th. And then I said, oh, yeah, December 20, ouch. Why ouch? Because it's after the 25th. But, of course, if it was the 26th, it wouldn't be as bad. But before we get into some music, I want to remind you real quick of a couple things. First of all, I want to remind you of the book Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and how gracious God has been. Talks about my mom and all that. And I'm just so thankful for what God has done. I really am. So you can go online and check out that book and how the book can be a blessing into your life, because I really do want you to read it, and so that you can be glad that you read the book. So, it's just been nice. The other thing I want to tell you about real quick is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program if you want to be a blessing. Then you'll want to type in the name Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Then you can choose the amount that you want to give, however much it is that you want to give, between you and God, and you can just be a blessing that way. I always say, I believe that the Lord will bless you as you give, as you sow your seed, because I want to see you blessed. I really do want to see you blessed. I want to see you make it. And it's not just something I'm saying either. And the verse I want to sow into your life is, he who soweth sparingly reaps sparingly. He who soweth bountifully reaps bountifully. Amen. And I believe that. I really do. Now we're going to sing some Christmas carols. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. One horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way, bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Na 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 na. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Seated by my side, the horse was lean and lank. He ran into a run, and crack, he'll take the lead. Oh, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh, da 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 da. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when loves come, friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting and marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be Holy Ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hosting marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmas is long, long ago. Long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Every meeting when love comes to call. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year. We've waited all through the year. No, the world. And you can always be kind. Something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time that makes you wish it was Christmas every day. Seeing the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile, makes chance that Christmas would never go away. And it's all and something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time makes you wish it was Christmas every day. Seeing the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile, makes chance that Christmas would never go away. Something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time makes you wish it was Christmas every day. Seeing the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile, chance that Christmas would never go away. Something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time makes you wish it was Christmas every day. Seeing the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile, the chance that Christmas would never go away. The chance that Christmas would never go away. I know I sang this certain song last night, but you know what? I want to do it again because it brings back some good memories that I really like from Christmases past. No, I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to sing something else. Greeting cards have all been sent. Christmas rushes through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. There's always something new. And I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. It's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. Though the lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. lungs on fire, fill me with desires to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. Just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. And I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. And every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Logs on fire, fill me with desires to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. Happy New Year too. Oh, just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. Oh, just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you. Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, darling. You know, that Karen Carpenter voice, I know I wasn't alive, you know, when she made that song and people were loving that song. And I know they still play it on the radio and that, but I still really enjoy that song whenever I hear it played. And it's one of those songs that's kind of still the test of time, even though maybe it doesn't get played as much as it used to. One song I wish I knew more of the lyrics to that I don't. Maybe I'll do it Monday night for you. It's called There's No Christmas Like a Home Christmas. And I have to agree with that. There's no Christmas like a home Christmas. There really isn't. And you may say, Miracle Man, you enjoy this time of the year. You enjoy a lot of doing this Christmas stuff. You know, and singing carols and stuff. I do. I really do. I have since I was a little more so now in a way. I don't know. But, you know, it's a great time of year, but we've got a couple more songs. That I want to sing. And then we'll get into the word. Then There is a song I want to leave you with at the end. The Silver Bells one, because after all, soon it will be Christmas Day. I was thinking about maybe doing that one Monday night, but the thing with that is, sadly, that day will be December 27th, not December 22nd. And I like to say December 22nd, 27th sound similar, but one is so much better than the other. It really is. December 22nd, so much better. All right. But anyhow. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. The tinsel is nice, and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. And the heart is well, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the tinsel is nice, and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. The tinsel is nice, and the presents are nice, but the reason is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, only stream from heaven above, heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Mm-hmm. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, silent night. Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleep, whom some sweet and loving watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in where shepherds, where ox and sheep are asleep? The shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. The babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for this wonderful show. We thank you for your birthday. We're in the season of your birthday, Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, for your birth. You were born unto this earth so that we could have a covenant with you. That's part of why you were born to this earth, so that we could have covenant with you. You weren't born. We couldn't have the same covenant with you. But we thank you, Lord God, that you are here. You are with us. You are Emmanuel. You are the great I am. You are the soon coming King. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. And I thank you that you're helping us to have the greatest Christmas that we can have. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise for that. Now I pray that as we study your word for a quick few minutes, that we'll be able to focus on your word and that we won't be distracted. And I just give you all the honor and all the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And amen and amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Hallelujah. Luke 2. And we're going to just enjoy some time in the Word tonight. In verse 1, it says, in these days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken by the entire Roman world. It says, this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. Joseph also went up in town Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and he was expecting a child. When they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. The angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you news of 80% off at the local store in the mall. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that the news it gives? Wasn't it an announcement of an 80% sale at the mall? Isn't that what it said? Oh, that's right. It's not in there. Oh, sorry about that. Verse 9 again. We're going to try this again. You can watch over the fuss. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests. When the angel of the Lord had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Mary treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. Shepherds returned glorifying and praising God and all the things, for all the things they had heard and seen, were just as they had been told. Verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time, the angel had given him, he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem who was called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him, the Holy Spirit, that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him as custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light and revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people and Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. A sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, on the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and was filled with the grace of God was upon him. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem, first of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. They were unaware of it. Thinking that he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously seeking for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" They did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with his parents and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all of these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor in man. So you see there, what you see there, folks, obviously we know the story about, you know, the baby. He'd be wrapped in the manger in swaddling clothes because there was no room for them at the inn. Luke gives an account different from Matthew. And then Isaiah talks about how it mentions about, "For unto us a child is born." And it talks about him and what he would be like. And what I wanted to mention to you right now is, let's see here. So when he turned 12 years old, they went up to the feast that they was to go to. But Jesus stayed at the temple. He didn't leave that temple and go with his parents. They thought that he was with them. His parents thought that he was with them. But he wasn't with them. He had stayed behind at the temple. He had stayed at the temple. His parents wanted to know why he was still there. You know, obviously, you know, why are you asking all these questions? Why this? Why that? What? You know, doing what parents do. And you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, "Didn't you know that I had to be among my father, in my father's house, my father's business?" At that time, Mary didn't understand that, neither did Joseph, but she treasured these things in her heart. She treasured these things in her heart, as she would understand later what he meant. What Jesus was doing there was learning from the teachers, asking those teachers questions. You know, how is this? What's this? What's this? And asking all these different questions, learning from them. And but then he ended up going home with them and being obedient to him. I mean, obedient to his parents. And because he had to learn. And he grew in wisdom from God. He grew in wisdom from God. Because he had to grow in wisdom and keep growing, keep learning, so that he could have his ministry. And then, of course, we know at the age of 30, he began his ministry. And he served until he was 33 when he died on the cross. At the age of 33 years old. But I love how it says at the end of chapter 2 about how Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and he had favor with God. And it wasn't just any kind of favor. It was God favor. He had favor with God. And that was great. I was glad that he had favor with God. That's a great thing that he could have, that he could be so highly favored with God. as well as with men. And so, sorry about that, folks. So, check the clock. That's all. That's just what I was doing. And so, I'm sorry about that. Now, so, Jesus, I want to talk to you guys about something. So, think about this. Imagine, let's say that it is your birthday. We will say that most everyone, all around the world, buys each other's gifts. They buy each other gifts. They sing songs about the season. They sing songs about you. They plant their trees, light up lights, rig up lights, and lose extension cords and all this other stuff in the process and get all kinds of tangled up stuff. What? No extension cords? and all that stuff in the process, trying to pretty up their house and their, and what have you, for this thing. And they do all the stuff just to celebrate your birthday. But then we don't get you anything. And worse than that, we don't even invite you to the party. Imagine that. And just imagine that, but it's your birthday and everyone sings all these songs about you and everything else, do all this stuff, and then we don't invite you, we don't make mention of you, you don't say happy birthday. And I hope we don't do that to Jesus, because here's the thing. It's his birthday. It's his birthday. The 25th is December. Of December is the day that here in our culture we have set aside to celebrate as his birthday. Obviously, do we know whether or not he was born on the 25th of December? No, we don't know. There's no conclusive evidence necessarily. Obviously, the Jewish, they try to say he was born in spring. Some people try to say he was in October. All these different things. But in our culture, we've chosen December 25th. In some countries, it could be a day like January 7th. But, here in our culture, it's the 25th of December. And so, think about the name Christmas. It is called Christ Mass. Christmas is actually that, Christ Mass. It's not Lightmas, Cookiemas, Giftmas, Cookiemas, any of these other messes you could come up with for it. Christ Mass. The true meaning of it is Jesus. You can have some of this other stuff, this other stuff. And there is all kinds of things about it that I love. And, watching the movies and the decorations and the baked stuff. Even as Sweet Wonderland, if you can even have a Sweet Wonderland if you want. One of my folks who helped, someone who helps me out was telling me today about all the stuff she has to bake. to get ready for Christmas. And she was telling me multiple different things, and I was saying, oh, those sound so good. Oh, those sound so good. Like, and I'm thinking, just bring me one of each of those different things. Sounds so delicious. It would be like four different things. And I love good, you know, Christmas goodies. Sometimes, you know, food's the way to the soul. Sometimes it can be. I like to say that. Or good, you know, Christmas ham. Things like that. But, you know, it's okay to have all that stuff. You know, the gifts and the... We have to remember, the true reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus, our Savior, which we've been reading about in the last several shows about his birth. He wasn't born on earth. He couldn't have died on the cross for us. So we had to have Christmas in order to have Easter. And I'm so glad that he's not a baby anymore. I'm so glad that he's not a baby anymore. And that he is now in heaven. His wonderful counselor, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us. Yes, he is. And and so, Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would realize that you, or God, are the true reason for the season. You're the reason. We're not the reason. You are. You, Lord God, that we would all realize that, and that we would take time to do something on Christmas Day that represents you. Take communion, pray, something to acknowledge you and not just be all wrapped up in ourselves and stuff that we want to do with family and friends and all these other things that are part of it, that we remember the true reason for the season. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. So some of you might wonder, what is generally a Christmas Eve night and a Christmas day like for you? Well, for me, I always like being, you know, with family for Christmas. I do, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And so usually what will happen is we'll have a nice Christmas Eve dinner. We'll take communion, of course, and, you know, acknowledge Christmas is about, you know, our Savior. We'll take communion. And, you know, the bread represents I'm dying on the cross. The juice represents the blood that he shed for us. And when we take communion, I want us to truly realize, I want you to realize that in order for him to die on the cross, he had to be born. Does that make sense? That an order, because it was his birth that even made it possible. What if Mary hadn't done the things that the angel of the Lord told her to do? What if she hadn't done it? Well, then it'd be different. Now, so we will, you know, have communion and that. And signs are open. A few of our guests, you know, most of them on Christmas Eve night. And some people might say, oh, really? You open all your stuff on Christmas Eve night? Generally, that's what I've been doing most of my life. And then Christmas morning, what will happen is I'll open whatever Santa gave and another present that may have been set aside. Of course, you know, on Christmas Day, like I said, we have some breakfast, take shower, you know, relax normally. And then, depending on whether or not we go to my grandpa's, which we will be this year, we'll be going to my grandpa's to have Christmas meal. So it'll be a bit of an early start this year. But, you know, with family, that's what you do. Like you say, that's what you do with family. And so we'll be going to Cadillac and we'll have lunch, you know, dinner with my grandpa. And my Aunt Marilyn and Uncle Dale. And it'll be so great to see them, as it's been a while since I saw my grandpa. And I love him very much. I truly do. It's not just something I'm saying. So that's, and then of course, you know, watching Christmas movies. Because you can't really watch, you know, celebrate Christmas and not watch a Christmas movie. So we always make it a point when we have Christmas together with my parents that we watch a Christmas movie. You may say, what are your favorite Christmas movies? Oh, The Grinch, Elf, Christmas Vacation. It's been a while since I watched that one. Christmas with the Cranks. Bring Frosty, Bring Frosty, Bring Frosty. That's the story about how his dad tries to talk him, his wife, out of celebrating Christmas. Completely out of celebrating Christmas so that on Christmas Day they can go on this cruise. Because he'd rather go on this cruise than do the Christmas stuff. But what story? How you see Miracle Man? Are you going to watch it this year? I didn't the last couple of years, so let me think about it. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Because there's a couple Christmas movies like I try to watch every year, but then there's others that get watched, you know, a couple of years, a few years. You know, but they say it's the season of giving. It's also the season of watching Christmas movies. Notice I paused between the watching and Christmas movies, you know. And if you were wondering about that, about that Spider-Man movie, you might say, Miracle Man, when are you going to watch that movie? Oh, for Christmas. I know it's out on in theaters. I know how much. I know it made a ton of money this weekend, but I had determined that I was not going to be one of those because something comes out mid-December like that, like the 19th of December like that, I want to go watch it. I'd rather, much rather it be a Christmas movie. But then after Christmas, then I might watch it. Then I'll watch it. But, so, there's a couple of Christmas songs that I want to sing for you before I go. And you say, why are you going to do these right now? Because these two that I want to do right now are very timely. Because this is the last show. Have yourself. No. Silver bells. Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Hear them ring. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Busy sidewalks. No. Streams of busy. Streams of stop. Busy city sidewalks. Busy sidewalks. Festive holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. People fasting, this is style. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Streams of street lights, even stoplights, blinking red, bright red and green. As the shoppers rush home with their treasures, hear the snow crunch, I wish, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and on above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star above the highest bound, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Yeah. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends gather near to that are dear to us. Gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas and now I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you go with us, you keep us safe and sound, and no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, none of this evil stuff comes near us, our immediate loved ones. We're going to live in great peace, great joy, and prosperity, and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. In your matchless name we pray. And I sure love you. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. And until next time, Merry Christmas to everybody, and God first, God always. Merry Christmas. So long, everybody.